Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Where's our bookmark?
Right here.
This sounds interesting. This chapter is dragons
and giants.
You ready to hear about dragons? Dragons and giants?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They looking in the mirror. What are they looking at?
They're looking at the cells.
Maybe. Let's see. Frog and Toad were reading a book together. The people in this book are brave, said Toad. They fight dragons and giants, and they are never afraid. I wonder if we are brave, said Frog. Frog and Toad looked into a mirror. We look brave, said Frog. Yes, but are we? Asked Toad. Frog and Toad went outside. We can try to climb this mountain, said Frog. That should tell us if we are brave. Frog went leaping over rocks, and Toad came puffing up behind him. They came to a dark cave. A big snake came out of the cave. Hello, lunch, said the snake when he saw Frog and Toad. He opened his mouth wide.
Wide.
He opened his wide mouth. I'm sorry, I read that backwards. He opened his wide mouth. Frog and Toad jumped away. Toad was shaking. I'm not afraid, he cried. I'm not afraid. They climbed higher and they heard a loud noise. Many large stones were rolling down the mountain. It's an avalanche, cried Toad. Frog and Toad jumped away. Frog was trembling. I'm not afraid, he shouted.
They're not afraid.
They came to the top of the mountain. The shadow of a hawk fell over them. Frog and Toad jumped under a rock. The hawk flew away. We are not afraid, screamed Frog and Toad at the same time. Then they ran down the mountain very fast. They ran past the place where they saw the avalanche. They ran past the place where they saw the snake. They ran all the way to Toad's house.
Toad's house.
Frog, I'm glad to have a brave friend like you, said Toad. He jumped in the bed and pulled the covers over his head.
And I'm happy to know a brave person like you, Toad, said Frog.
He jumped into the closet and shut the door. Toad stayed in the bed and Frog stayed in the closet. They stayed there for a long time, just feeling very brave together. The end. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.